Must be the magnolia you're talking about. You know, we used to have a lot of magnolia, but the magnolia's been cut out for the nail wood.
What kind of berries do you have?
We don't have any berries here other than what we call dewberries. And then there's the highbush briarberries. About the only kind of berries we have here.
What are they like?
Well, they're just a black when they're ripe. They turn red, turn from a green to a red, and then black when they're thoroughly ripe. And they're about that big and grainy, you know, grainy. They really make good pies or berry cobblers. And a lot of people like them just raw. Go out and pick them. There was a good many in the back portion of that field out there this year.
What about the kind of berries you might buy to, you might make shortcake with them?
Well, you don't find any of them here. Now, we used to have a berry here that was called huckleberry. Blue when it was ripe. And we had quite a lot of them all around these low places and sides of swamps. You could just go and pick all you wanted. But you see, as the Union Camp and the other paper companies too, clean cut their land, well, they take them plows and plow it up where they can reseed it, reset it, see. And they've done away with the huckleberries.
Mm-hmm. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask.
A married woman, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Ask my husband.
And any other name she might use instead of husband?
Well, she's kind of provoked at the time. She might say, ask my old man.
Would that mean she's mad at him?
Yeah.
What about a married man? Who would he ask?
Well, I don't hardly know.
If somebody asks you out to dinner someplace, you'd say, well, I don't know whether I can go or not. I'll have to ask.
I'd have to ask my wife.
And any other words you might use?
No, I imagine I'd let it go at that.
A woman whose husband is dead is what?
A widow.
And what if her husband's just left her?
Lord, I can't even think. No.
The man whose son you are is called your what?